You know, there's a special mojo that's felt during those moments when human beings genuinely share who they are. When you see a songwriter who deeply believes and has lived the words that they're singing, it's the kind of magic that hushes a noisy room or sends shivers down your spine. I'm here to explore just that. What is it exactly that makes that kind of magic moment happen? Greetings, folks. My name is Michael Averill, and this is the Write Songs You Love podcast. Well, hello. We are right square in the middle of the Teacup Challenge story edition in the Write Songs You Love community, and we are back to recap a little bit and kind of just over halfway in this episode of the podcast. So welcome, welcome. I'm in a very good mood. I've been so excited and just thrilled to see the activity that's been happening in the Facebook community group and just among the people in the community with what's been going on. So if you're unfamiliar with what the whole Teacup Challenge thing is, normally it's a scenario where I run this a couple times a year, and it's a prompt-based challenge, just usually a short-term, a week or two kind of thing, where usually in the time it takes you to make and drink a cup of tea, you got to finish a song. And just a short song. It doesn't have to be a full-on, full expectation, big whatever. You get the idea. It's all about just being creative and going with the flow. But we're in the middle right now of a different twist on the whole challenge, which doesn't have to do with writing new songs at all. It is entirely about creating and crafting the little bits of information you share before you share a song. That can be online, it can be in person when you're performing. There's numerous scenarios that you can do this, but the fact is it's just putting a little bit of time, and I really am stressing it doesn't take that long, and I hope everybody that's been going through this gets that idea. Is it sometimes when we think about what we say before songs, when we're sharing them, it feels like, oh, it's a lot of work, or that's not me. I don't know how to do that stuff. I can't tell stories. These are the kinds of things I hear all the time from people, but it's not true. And it can be so simple. So just to recap, we're on day 4 now of 5 of this challenge. And I'm going to summarize what the first 3 days have been like, and actually read off a couple or a few examples that people from the community have given. So day 1, back on Monday, the whole prompt was the one-liner dedication. So that's literally taking a moment to shout out, shout out a particular kind of person or someone who's had an experience, to acknowledge that and link that to your song. And so I want to read off a couple of ones here that are really awesome. So Claudia writes, this is for folks who believe that love of the sea and optimism can face any gale. And then she had a link to her song. And then Trace says, if you have ever loved the wrong person, this song is for you. Boom. Love it. Doug says, in reflection of the season, if there was ever a time in your life to know yourself or to trust in or believe in someone, all I'm here to say is this: I believe in you. And boom, he's got his song link. Maria says, this is for my playful snowy peeps who never want to lose the joy there is in snow. So what's so cool about all of these is they really kind of acknowledge, you know, like let you know if you're that person. Oh my gosh, yeah, I'm excited about this. I want to hear this, which is so cool. And if you're not, even if you're not, it kind of makes you curious about what you're about to hear. It at least lets you know and be excited about what's coming. So that's this whole idea of how you can acknowledge people, say, and dedicate something to them. It's kind of like, here's an anthem for you. And that gives them the leeway to have a relationship with your song. So day two was the setup statement. And this is more along the lines of like when you introduce your song, You give an opinion, you share an idea, you put something out there. It's a belief, whatever, something that just is something that you kind of stand for. It shares a little bit about you and your character and your values and what you want to put out in the world. So let's visit one here. Oh, this one's great, Teresa. Whenever you feel like going for a run, just go immediately, even if you're wearing jeans. Getting moving is way more important than wearing comfortable clothes to do it. Besides, most jeans today have spandex in them. And then there's a song and a really cool video for a song titled Running in Jeans. That's great. So there you go. There's a belief and a statement and a way of life, which is awesome. So let's go to what we got here. All right, Vicky. Vicky says, sometimes you realize you just need to make a change, need a fresh start, and have to take a leap of faith. Or shall I say, a long drive of faith. And so Vicky's song is all about road tripping. That's the title of it. It's all about a big road trip. So what a great way to segue into that. Oh gosh. Andre put in a hilarious one, said, if you've ever found yourself in a Vancouver, in quote, bike lane, and struggled to understand the plethora of extraterrestrial vehicles sharing the space with you, you're not alone. And he's got a whole song called Planet Gone Electric, and it's about all the different, it's a hysterical rap about all the different unicycles and motorized things, electric powered, that you can engage with out on the street. All right, we'll do one more here. Dana. Dana's got one that says, we've all been in situations that called for decision-making and a bit of bravery. But if you don't try, you'll always wonder what might have happened if only. Better to try and fail, particularly if you have a whole community who has your back. I love that. So there you go. There's some examples of these statements and how effective that can be. And then the most recent one, the prompt for Wednesday, was an invitation to participate. And so that can look like a literal invitation or a question. So an example, like if I was to do one about the mismatched socks song that I have, if I was in a live show, I'd say, you know, raise your hand if you've ever suffered the pain of losing a sock in the laundry. So that's a very, very simple one, very basic participation where, you know, there's a moment where it's thrown to the audience. Now it's like they have a moment to respond. And just having that space creates a very cool connection. And again, now makes me physically, literally, invested in the song. And also makes you realize most people around you have probably lost socks in the laundry. Where is it here? Okay. So this is on the question side. This is one that I love asking often because it's always different and it always keeps it interesting for me as a performer. Is I'll after I say a question like that, you know, people raise their hand and say like, well, you know, where do you think the socks go? And I often leave that space for people to actually share their ideas, which is a lot of fun because it's endlessly creative, the kinds of things that people share. And again, that creates this really fun dynamic between everybody who's involved with that moment. So I'm going to share some of the other ones that have come up today. There was one from Steve, who's a former guest on the podcast. Steve says, have you ever seen a dandelion seed floating through the air, just blowing in the breeze? Have you ever contemplated any analogies that go with this picture? And then he posted a link to his song that's all about dandelion seeds. All right. Oh, Dana had another good one here. If you could go back in time and have a conversation with someone who has passed, who would you pick and what would you say? So that's a great one there. Oh, there we go. Diane says, who here is feeling the magic of the holidays with all the Christmas lights up everywhere? And then she posted a link of a beautiful song called November Blue that I highly, if you're in the Facebook community, or if you go look up Diane Barbarash on Bandcamp or Spotify, listen to that song and it'll just put you in the best mood. So that's where we're at so far. Those have been the 3 days. And I can't tell you, I can tell you that even knowing a lot of these songs from people in the community, having the prompts or having what they're prompting me with these little short snippets, these little ideas, tell me so much more about their personality. It tells me what I'm about to get into. It makes me excited about what I'm about to listen to. And when I go in to listen to these songs, I'm hearing them in much more depth. And I think that's so cool. Oh, I wanted to shout out Adrian, because Adrian's been showing up, usually one of the first ones up on the board there every day. So what was the first one? I just got to find it. Oh, here we go. So Adrian put, for anyone that has been left out in the cold with nothing but ghosts to haunt your snowy steps. Boom. Then she put out this a link to her song there. That was, again, I just sat and listened to not only that song, but then the whole album. I just felt like I could sit and take it in a different level. And that's what stories do. And maybe it doesn't feel like these are really stories because they're one line, but they are. They're part of the bigger picture. They're a bit of you. And that's the main thing of what stories do, is they just establish this bridge between you and us and give us this fuller picture of, you know, where we can maybe see ourselves, where we can kind of relate. And that's a very special thing. It's not to be taken for granted. That's a huge deal. So I wanted to give a bit of a summary of what's been happening in there. And if this is interesting to you and you want to take part, if you haven't done anything yet, jump in. There's no timeline on this. It's fun to be able to go on it day by day with everybody in the group that's sharing, because they're all cheering each other on. You're welcome to do that, or you can do it on your own. Either way, just take the time to practice it, because it's so much better. It's so, so, so much better than when I see things that just post a new song. Hey, new music, please like and share. Like, there's nothing interesting about that. And oftentimes it's kind of repelling. I'm just like, oh, well, I don't know. It makes me do a lot of work to try to figure out what that is, unless I have a relationship with the person. But even still, the story really pulls me in, and it's pretty much the only stuff that I listen to now if it actually has an engaging story and makes me want to. So that's that. So today is Thursday, December 7th, and we're into something a bit bigger. Today is a whole different challenge that I'll refer to as the full meal deal. And what I mean by that is, sometimes you get these opportunities to share stories that are a little bit longer. All of these one-liner situations and interactive things that we've had work really, really well when you don't have a lot of time, or the place that you're playing at is very noisy, like a Riley bar, or who knows, it could be a party or something that's just like very, very active, and you might not be heard over a long period of time. And if people can't hear you, they kind of tune out. So it's nice to have short, punchy versions. On the flip side, sometimes you're in a space that is just pin drop dead quiet and they want stories. I actually number of times I played in house concerts, and they're usually that kind of environment. And one time in Prince Edward Island, I got to play in a festival where they actually had specific nights called Storyteller Circles. And the guideline I was given to prepare for this is, they said, you need to tell a minimum of a 5-minute story for every song that you play. Like, that was the low end. So there you go. Quite a difference. But in that, I want to share something with you that is something that I learned from a great mentor of mine that has actually been on the podcast this year, Bernadette Jiwa, who is just an awesome storyteller. She's written a ton of best-selling books on the topic, anything to do with business brand writing to story in general. Like, she runs an amazing workshop called the Story Skills Workshop that I have taken multiple times, and I'm still a part of that community, and I highly recommend it. And so Bernadette has a certain model of telling stories, which, when you have a bit more time, it's this model called the 5 C's. And if you do that, what the 5 C's represent is there's context, catalyst, complication, change, and consequence. So the 5 C's, it's nice, it's short and sweet, easy to remember. And if you go through each stage, the first one there, the context, is just creating a bit of the scene, the picture, like what's going on, what's happening in the action here. The catalyst is something that kind of moves something forward. It puts a chain of events into action, or it leads to a scenario where there's the complication, which can kind of be somewhat of a challenge that the character, the hero or heroine, faces, and in that needs to make some kind of a decision. And that's a big deal, that there's maybe this, if I do this, what will happen? Or if I do that, what will happen? Or if I don't do this, you know, like that creates tension. And that's a very iconic thing in a story that makes a story, is having something to either work through, overcome, and be changed by it. And that's that fourth C, is change, which really resembles what you did. What did you do? What decision did you actually make? And the consequence, the ending part, is the result of that, is like, how has your view of the world shifted in any kind of degree? And where does that take you? So that is a model for today. The full meal deal is to try writing out or recording yourself on a video and running through a little bit longer. So imagine that if you did have a scenario to tell a story before a song, and you had 5 minutes, you were encouraged to do a longer song, or sorry, a longer story, then how would you approach that? So that's what I would love you to try today. If you're hearing this, again, good practice to have it if you need to, but if you want to do this and then post it in the Facebook group today or whenever you get to it, it's a great exercise. And I would say the one other thing with this, and how that kind of story structure merges with the song, is you don't want to use the structure in a way that you give away everything that is in the song. It's ideal, I think anyway, to have a story that leads you to something, takes you through an experience, and then boom, that song is kind of like the cherry on top, or it's like the next thing that just makes sense. So overall, they work together like a unit, not necessarily making one of them making the other redundant. And I used to do that a lot. A lot of the time I would over-explain and tell everything that was about to happen in the song in a story, and then it didn't really feel like a surprise. And I think that's what's kind of nice about any story, anything that supports or happens before a song is shared. Does it lead to something new and make that listener or lean in and be surprised that the song kind of fills in this gap that's like, aha, you know? So that's the experience, I think, that is, if it can happen, it's ideal. And these are just suggestions. Like, again, that's what I'm gonna say, all of this is like, you don't have to do this stuff. It doesn't make you any worse, better, any of the things. Like, it's not a barrier. It's just something that can help not only us as listeners taking in your music in a fuller way and a deeper way. There's the element of when you tell a story and you really connect to what you're saying and you get into the spirit of the song, or you really think about who it's for, or, you know, something you want to invite people into, it supercharges you too. And that's a great thing. That changes the tone, changes your how you approach the song and performing it. It changes how you record it in the studio. Sometimes, like, even just sounds funny, But just telling somebody why you wrote the song, or I know people that when they go and record in the studio to get the mood that they want, like they're playing for real people, they will put up a Zoom and have people FaceTime in or do whatever, so they are actually in the presence of other people to perform a certain way. And that's really cool. I think it makes sense. There's so much good energy that comes through that, that feels real, and you can hear it. You can hear it in the recordings, and you can feel it in the performances. So there you go. That is your task today. If you're listening to this and you want to take that on, or any other time, like these are really good frameworks and practices that you can adapt however way you want, with ultimately the hopes of just increasing the impact on the audience of your songs and your own enjoyment of them. So have a ton of fun with that, and we'll catch you next time.
Some people think I'm crazy, that I surely lost me mind. When they looks upon me mismatched feet, they often ask me why. I answer in the honest, I'd never tell a lie. He'd how me wear me socks and I be feeling mighty fine. He'd how me wear me socks, by it's how me wear me socks. It may seem quite peculiar to the ordinary flock, but I be not trying to fool ya, by it's how me wear me socks. Some say it's in the dryer where the socks all go to die. Some believe it's in the wash machine where many are left behind. No matter where you looks it, there be socks there all alone. Those socks, they be survivors, and I gave them all a home. They may be different sizes and the patterns may be wrong, but diversity in any situation makes for strong. My lefts and rights are yin and yang in every kind of shui. Harmony of lights and darks as do the nights and days. It's how me wear me socks, by it's how me wear me socks. It may seem quite peculiar to the ordinary flock, but I be not trying to fool you, by it's how me wear me socks. And socks, they be alive, full of personality. The shorties love the sunny shine, the woolies love the sea. Fuzzy ones are happiest when gazing at the stars. The red ones, if you piss them off, will kick you in the arse. So if you still think I be crazy, there be one thing I can say. Mix and match a pair of socks and brighten up your day. Save a few from lonely isolation in the pile. Wear them like the socks they are and wear them all with style. It's how me wear me socks, by it's how me wear me socks. It may seem quite peculiar to the ordinary flock, but I be not trying to fool ya, by truth be all I got. Simply how me wear me socks, by it's how me wear me socks. It's how me wear me socks, by it's how me wear me socks. It's how me wear me socks, by it's how me wear me socks.